You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Spring Break.
Happy Spring Break. Tuesday?
Yep.
Wow.
It's another Tuesday.
Another Tuesday. And we hope you guys all had a great spring break. It went by really quickly.
Yeah, it did. But it was definitely a nice break. And now when I look at all of my syllabi... I realize how many weeks left we have, and
Hannah, that's a touchy topic.
Yeah, it's not
very sensitive. It's crazy, actually. We have 9 weeks left of school, which is, we're very lucky because we have a lot more than other people. Most people have about 6 or 7 weeks left, but since we don't graduate till Memorial Day weekend, we have some extra weeks, which is very nice.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure why we have those extra weeks. Do you?
No, I completely agree. No, our graduation has never been on Memorial Day weekend, ever.
The only reason why I can see this possible is that Lehigh has their graduation the weekend before, so if there's not enough
hotels
housing for everyone,
yep.
Yeah. But other than that, it's very confusing.
I feel like that definitely had to do with it. But I think the weekend before ours is when most people are graduating. Like, that's, like, that's the biggest date I've heard so far.
Yeah, me too.
From other schools. But it's fine. We get an extra week, which is nice, but at the same time, it's Memorial Day weekend, which is kind of...
Yeah, I just feel bad. Like, it's our big day to celebrate, but for our families who, you know, a lot of them, that's their vacation time, and I'm just taking it up with my graduation.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
Day after, though, or the week after, we can... People can do their things with their families. I bet, like, my dad will take off the week after graduation so he can, like, get his still, like, vacation week.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I bet you a lot of Lafayette families will do that and, like, take off, like, the week after because they're going to be here for graduation.
That will be their time to go to the beach.
But Hannah and I had a great spring break. We went to Florida. It was very warm. I got very sunburnt. Hannah did not burn.
I put on a lot of SPF and cover my face. I'm a protector of my skin.
Yes, Hannah put on a ton of sunscreen. I clearly did not put on enough, but it was still very fun, very relaxing, and it was so warm. And we are counting down the days till it is as warm here.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it, though. It's officially spring. That happened on Saturday while we were gone.
Doesn't feel like it.
And, I mean, yeah, but it's getting warmer. It was weird because, you know, it got really warm right before spring break, like in the 70s even, and I was like, oh, God, here's global warming again. But then it turned out that it's kind of on schedule because, you know, it's officially spring.
It's supposed to get really warm this weekend, and then on Monday dropped down again to 48.
I don't get it. Saturday's looking like a good day, so if you're looking, you know, you want to do something outside, do it Saturday. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, it is going to be warm on Saturday. High of 72. But it's not sunny, so it won't feel as warm.
That's your weather update from us. We either cover the really warm weather or the really freezing
weather. We know what's up here. We are meteorologists. Okay, so let's get into some topics.
Yes.
I feel like Hannah and I were both talking about this before, but Justin Bieber Instagrammed yesterday.
Right.
Basically saying that last time he was on tour, he was just not emotionally invested in his tour, basically, and says that he's taking a break now.
He had to end his last tour early.
Yep.
Because of mental problems.
And he said he wants to focus on his marriage and focus on his...
on becoming a father.
Becoming a father, which definitely, she's 100% pregnant, in my opinion. I've been saying this for like months. She 100% is. There's no way she's not pregnant. And yeah, so basically he Instagrammed that and said that he's stepping away from his music for a little bit, which is kind of crazy, but I feel like every artist at like this point has that
breakdown. Well,
which is very unfortunate.
I mean, what I find kind of interesting about it is, I mean, okay, so he Instagrammed. This was all through an Instagram caption. And at the end, I was sort of thinking to myself, well, this is kind of a messy way to say you aren't going to be touring or creating a new album. Just by the punctuation, I mean by that. And then he says, grammar and punctuation will be terrible. Pretend it's a text where you just don't care.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
That makes it seem like he doesn't care either, but whatever. Very odd, but Justin Bieber will not be coming out with anything soon. So to all you...
when he will, quote, come back with a kick a album... ASAP.
Kick-ay.
My swag is undeniable and my drive is indescribable. His love, meaning God's love, is supernatural. His grace is that reliable. The top is where I reside, period. Whether I make music or not, the king said so. But I will come back with vengeance, believe that.
The like sentences before that almost seem like song lyrics. Maybe that's like a little intro to a new song.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like... it sounds kind of like a
like
rap.
The rhyming part.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a Justin Bieber concert?
Oh, yeah.
I only went to one in, like, sixth grade.
I went to the one which was, like, the One Less Lonely Girl where he had, you know, a girl. The Go-Go Up.
I was there, too.
Yeah. That's the one I went to, but that was in high school.
No. I went to one, it was sixth or seventh grade. I was in middle school, 100%. I would not have gone to a...
high school.
Really? Crazy. Also, because I'm dumb, huge shout out to Hannah because she's employed.
Thank you.
Yay. Such a big deal. Very proud of you.
Yes, I'm employed. It feels good. I'll be moving on after this to something. Yeah.
Very happy for her. It's a big deal.
Thank you. On another note, in more celebrity news, Jussie Smollett, from the actor from Empire. We have definitely talked about his story on this show when he first got arrested, and then when it came out that, when he was first beaten up for a, you know, basically a racist hate crime, and then when it came out that he had supposedly paid someone to beat him up, and this was an all a setup. And now today, the charges on him have been dropped, and the Chicago mayor and police of the city are not happy about it.
It's crazy.
We're not really sure why they were dropped. He did pay $10,000.
He forfeited his bail, though.
Yeah, that was $10,000. But other than that, there's nothing really out there.
Yeah. There was a quote that I read online today about it, that it said they were dropped out of an abundance of caution, which I didn't understand. But very interesting. I know a lot of people are upset about it. It's just the whole thing, I feel like, is so crazy. Also, did you see that he got... This is a while ago, a few weeks ago, but he won't be in the last two episodes of the Empire season.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then a writer of Empire kind of said, you know, like, the news is out. Empire, like, is... You know, Empire will be on Wednesday. Tune in, kind of. Which I thought was weird.
Yeah. Definitely weird.
Yeah, so it's just interesting how the police and the mayor do not believe what happened in court.
Yeah.
At the end of the mayor said, at the end of the day, Mr. Smollett committed his hoax. Do I think justice was served? No. What do I think justice is? I think the city is still owed an apology. Because he hasn't even given an apology. He's kind of just been running around, according to this article, saying he's free.
Yep.
Sorry, the police said that quote earlier.
Still. Another topic that I was reading about today, there have been 3 suicides this week because of the Parkland shootings, which is, it's awful. I mean, it's so sad. It's 2 students and 1 parent. And they're saying it's because of, obviously, long-term psychological impacts of the shooting.
Right. I cannot imagine.
But, I mean, like, the school is already going through so much, and now, like, they're losing more people.
Right.
Because of the shooting.
I know. Whenever a suicide happens within a community, it's extremely difficult. And for it to come off of, and probably be mostly because of such an already horrific event. It's very sad and hard and tragic.
Yep. The parent who committed suicide was a parent of, like, his child died in the shooting. So it's awful. And then they also interviewed a psychologist, and the psychologist believes that, like, obviously, like, the years are going to become harder for these parents, and, like, he's scared that it's going to get worse with depression and PTSD. So, it's terrible, but I wanted to bring that up because it's been all over the news.
So, if you need help, please reach out. There's always somebody who's willing.
And we're
especially
here, too.
At Lafayette, yeah, and especially at Lafayette, the counseling center is free for all students, so definitely look into that if you have any difficult thoughts.
Completely agree.
On another case that we had covered in the past was the whole college admissions, which, you know, Lori Loughlin was involved in. She's the actress from Full House. And now Yale resigns admission of student whose family allegedly paid $1.2 million to bribe entry. She was, she did this through the soccer team. The soccer coach left, who had recruited her, left in November from the school. And she had fake recruited 2 people, but only this person had actually gotten through the admissions process. And she is one of the 50 defendants in this sweeping case.
What's interesting about this, though, is this... Does it say girl or boy? I don't think it does. This student goes to Yale now.
She does?
I think she does.
I don't think so.
Wait, I could be wrong.
Because it says admission.
It said something like...
It's a weird wording of it.
It says one denied admission despite the endorsement and the other was admitted and was attending Yale. Does that mean, like, in the future, or does that mean...
One more time?
One was denied admission despite the endorsement, and the other was admitted and was attending Yale.
Right, so yeah, to me that means... Oh, and attending Yale?
Yeah, isn't that a weird wording?
I have two students received bogus athletic endorsements from the Yale coach, but only one was admitted by the school. So I feel like that's for next year. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and then other schools are handling it differently. The University of Southern California, for example, placed holds last week on the accounts of six current students associated with the scheme amid a case-by-case review, preventing them from enrolling in the classes inquiring academic transcripts. But now that I feel like this Yale thing is out, where Yale is, you know, not allowing this girl in or boy in, it makes me think that more schools are going to follow pursuit on that type of action.
Yep. It says little is known about the identity of the Yale student who was admitted. The student is identified in court documents only as Yale applicant one.
I mean, we can also, was it the girl's soccer coach?
Girl, so it must have been a girl. So the parents paid the mastermind of it, they're calling him. His name's Rick Singer. He wasn't the coach, though. For the arrangement of their daughter getting in. And then Singer mailed the soccer coach a $400,000 check.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a feeling that the soccer coach, you know, did this, was a part of this, got her money, got the student in, and left the school before she had to really possibly face consequences, but of course that's not how the real world works.
Mm-hmm.
And also, $400,000 is probably more than she was ever making from being a soccer coach.
Yep. It's crazy. Wow.
So, kind of on the note of mental health and suicide prevention we were discussing earlier, Avicii's family, Avicii being the Grammy-nominated Swedish electronic dance DJ, who was found dead in Muscat, Oman on April 20th, 2018, being 28 years old. So now his family is starting a Tim Bergling Foundation. Tim Bergling is his real name, and their initial focus will be to support people and organizations in the field of mental illness and suicide prevention. It will also be active in climate change, nature conservation, and endangered species. So it's kind of a nice thing to do out of a tragic scenario.
See, my thing is, like, you know, I love Avicii. I could have almost cried when I was in San Francisco and I found out that he died, and I was so upset.
Yeah.
But did you watch his documentary yet?
No.
Okay. There's a documentary on him on Netflix, and he was, like, very into drugs. Like, very into drugs. So my thing is, was it a suicide? Like, are they saying it was a suicide, or was it a drug overdose?
I mean, they could have used... He could have used drugs to help cope with his mental...
An overdose.
...issues. And possibly by accidentally overdose.
Yeah. So you have a feeling it's that.
Overdose.
No, I know. I have a feeling it could have been a accidental overdose, but they're saying it was...
Suicide. I mean, when you take that many drugs, though, you kind of are... committing suicide.
I had no idea, and then you watch the documentary and he's very open, like, they interviewed him before he passed away. Yeah. And he's very open about it. He's like, oh yeah, I do it all the time. Like, he admitted before every single one of his concerts he'd be like high off his mind. Jeez. And drunk off his mind before he had to, before he went on.
It's amazing that people are able to perform at such a high capacity while under the influence. But that's the problem with that scene. I mean, it's huge partying every single night. Everyone expects you to put on a
huge show
that's crazy and wild, and you're jumping around for over an hour. And so I think that is the environment that breeds that kind of drug use, which is really unfortunate.
Yep. When it comes to food, Hannah and I both love avocados.
In fact, I'm about to have some for dinner tonight.
But we have an issue because there's been an avocado recall. And the company's called Henry Avocado Corp. And they are California growers. And they have found some contamination concerns in their avocados. So if you are buying avocados...
The avocados I eat, I feel like, come from California.
Yeah. So don't eat Henry avocados because... And they're also voluntarily recalling their products. They're not being told to. Which is very interesting.
Smart business practice, because then we can trust them for the next time something like this happens, that like they're going to take it off. It's like when Tylenol took off all of their medications on their shelves, even though only one of them came up with an issue.
However, the good thing is, for us at least, the states they were distributed in were California, Arizona, Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. So kind of all over.
A random group of states, yeah.
But not New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York area. So
we're clear.
Seems like we're okay. But be careful when you eat avocados.
Speaking of bad food, at Lafayette, Gilbert's Cafe and Fairmont College Center recently received violations in a February 26th food safety inspection that are classified as foodborne illness risk factors. Marquee Dining Hall received good retail practices violations, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, also known as the PDA. The violations at Gilbert and Farnon amounted to a few soiled apples and hand-washing slip-ups by employees, but even these minor incidents resulted in violations deemed critical. I could so see how... So, at Lafayette, they have buckets of apples everywhere, kind of, for you just to take. And I don't know how often they replenish those, but I could easily see how that could cause an issue.
What's crazy, though, is Marquee is so much cleaner than Upper.
Right.
In my opinion.
It feels cleaner.
I also think it has to do with the space. Like, it's more open. It's also brand new. They redid all of Marquee the year before we got to Lafayette, so 5 years ago. And Upper has been there forever. So that's definitely a problem, considering that's 3 out of 6 of our places to eat on campus.
Right. I mean, these are easy slip-ups, but again, like, that's what causes food sickness. Like, when you touch raw meat and then touch something else without washing your hands.
Yep. In other news, a Boeing 737 just had an emergency landing after an engine problem literally 20 minutes ago. Well, now it's probably more than 20 minutes ago because I told Hannah about this 20 minutes ago. But within the hour, another Boeing airplane had to land. It was a Southwest Airlines flight, and they were going from Orlando. Just kidding. Yeah, no. From Orlando to California. No one was on the plane, but they had to land because of engine problems. Which is still crazy. Like, what is up with these Boeing planes?
Right, the last time we were on, we covered that Trump had taken the planes down, not allowed them to be flying due to the accidents in the past, and now this. It's definitely not looking good on the company. And, you know, a Boeing is what, for years, everyone trusted as the number one plane they want to be on. So, I don't know. There might be malpractice or something.
They said they still don't know if it has to do with related recent issues.
Such as the plane in Ethiopia crashing and killing everyone on board.
That's crazy. So it literally went up in the air in Orlando, and a few minutes later had to land again, still in Orlando, because of it. But thank God no one was on the plane. Mm-hmm. Well, besides the pilot, but he's okay. Everybody's fine. But I don't know. I feel like something needs to happen. Definitely a problem. Also, for all you... Well, actually, it's not good for Patriots fans, but Gronk on the Patriots retired a few days ago, or was yesterday. It was within a few days.
Sunday.
He was a star player on the Patriots. He's 29 years old, and he's already retiring.
Too young to retire.
I was talking to Ryan about this, and he thinks it's because of his body is just, like, done.
The breakdown, deterioration of the athlete's
They have
body.
Games, they have practices. I think he's made a ton of money. And he'll definitely, I feel like so many athletes, when they retire, they become sports announcers.
Yeah, or agents.
Exactly. So, like, he'll probably do that. And he already has so much money to begin with. But his girlfriend was posting stuff today. I saw she's a Sports Illustrated model.
Hmm.
But, yeah, a lot of Patriots people are upset. I see a lot of people on Instagram posting for him. So, yeah.
I guess also after you've won, like, how many Super Bowls? At least
a lot. I think he's won 2 or 3. He's been on the Patriots, I'm pretty sure, since he got drafted when he was 20. So 9 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
So I know we had talked about, NASA, like, doing, being very pro women, and, like, they're gonna hire astronauts and such. Well, it just came out today that, NASA is being accused of sexism after it canceled a historic all-women spacewalk due to a lack of appropriate suits.
What?
The agency apparently only had one appropriately sized spacesuit available. So one of the astronauts, Anne McLean, was forced to forfeit her spot. As the news traveled, many on social media became increasingly angry by what they said was, and they said it was evidence of sexism. And one of those tweeters was Hillary Clinton, who tweeted back, "Make another suit." Women's March just did, like, a "Are you kidding?" face.
Wow. Classic, though.
And then NASA tweeted, "We've seen your tweets about spacesuit availability for Friday's spacewalk. To clarify, we have more than one medium-sized spacesuit torso aboard, but to stay on schedule with space station upgrades, it's safer and faster to change spacewalker assignments than reconfigure spacesuits."
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy things. I feel like we've forgotten to do public service announcements, and we're supposed to do one every 30 minutes, so I feel like I should read one right now.
Okay.
The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save us up to 3 lives. Have you ever donated blood?
Unfortunately, I have not.
I haven't either. I'm pretty sure my dad donates blood. I'm not sure, though. I feel like a lot of people do. In high school, they used to bring a truck to our school and, like, have everyone go outside and donate.
So I'm going to give a quick book recommendation.
Ooh.
I just finished a book called Enrique's Journey. It actually came out in 2006, but I think it's really relevant right now because it's all about immigration. It's a national bestseller by Sonia Nazario, and it's about a 17-year-old boy from Honduras who travels to the United States in search of his mother, who had left him as a child. It's a non-fiction book that has been published in 8 languages, so if you speak a few languages, you can read it too. And it, to me, it was just really powerful to watch everything this boy went through to get to the United States. I mean, he was in horrible situations, surrounded by drugs and rapists and, you know, police who were terrible people. And if they caught them, they would take all their money from them, you know. And still the want to get to the United States and be reunited with his mom is what drove him to keep going. And I think, you know, he does eventually get into the United States, and once he gets there, it comes with different challenges, and I think it just kind of gives a more humanistic perspective to such a current issue right now.
Yep.
That is often discussed as, like, statistics. Also, April Fool's is coming up.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yep. Yeah, so I thought I'd give a few fun but nice tricks.
I haven't even thought of that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, one idea is you order pizza for your friends, and then you super glue the pizza box shut. These are so innocent.
Another Those are one so is innocent.
Put lotion on, like, your roommate's doorknob so they can't open it.
Okay.
Another one is...
Oh my god, it's on Monday.
The toilet paper, wet it, and then mash it together so it looks exactly like throw up.
Ew.
Surprise your friends with a big box of fast food, then really surprise them by filling it up with vegetables.
These are harmless.
I know. Oh my god. Pretend to make cake pops, but instead of there being cake on the inside, have it be Brussels sprouts.
I feel like a lot of our friends like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, but with chocolate? It might
be no, but there wouldn't chocolate. It would just be dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, so when they, like, bite into it, they think they're eating cake, but then it turns out to be Brussels sprouts.
Wow, I have to think now. That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's coming up. Start thinking about what you want to do for that day.
The fact that it's almost April.
Call in next week with what you did.
Yeah, please do. I'll tell you what I did, Hannah.
Game on.
I'm kidding. I'm like, not good at that
let's
stuff.
Let's get competitive.
Okay, let's do it. And I don't know how we didn't already bring this up, because huge news today. But the opioid lawsuit came to a close today in Oklahoma. The Purdue Pharma has agreed to pay $270 million and has settled a historic lawsuit brought by the Oklahoma Attorney General.
Wow.
Who basically accused oxycodone maker of, like, creating painkillers that make people overdose and die. It's left thousands dead in Oklahoma, and now this company has to pay $270 million, which is absurd. That is a lot of money.
For this world.
They also said a remaining $12.5 million from the settlement will be used directly to help cities and counties with the crisis.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. And the family who founded and own Purdue Pharma are also contributing $75 million over the next 5 years to treatment.
I mean, I feel like that company has to be going under with all this money that's...
I mean, what? By. Yeah, I mean, $270 million? That's crazy. But, yeah, so it closed today. And...
Yeah. And I'm not going to go really into it, but big news of... this week was that Robert Mueller found that the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election, and that Attorney General Bill Barr says there's insufficient evidence Trump obstructed justice.
Mm-hmm.
So that has the country a bit up in arms and divided as usual.
Yeah, I feel like... Sorry. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. There's like nothing to say about it. People are gonna have their views.
Yes.
Yes.
We're just putting the news out there.
We're just giving it to you guys. I'm trying to see. Huh. Did you make a bracket for March Madness?
No, did you?
I didn't. I usually do, and I didn't this year. But I usually do, like, not... I never in, like, a pool. But I do it, like, for my own fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't this year because... I don't know why I didn't. But, there was a crazy game on Sunday. And was it Duke or was it UNC? One of those teams, and they're expected to go to the final... was playing, like, a number, like, 16 team. Like, not, like, should have, like, beat them by a ton. And they scored with, like, 5 seconds left and won by a point.
Wow.
Also, a huge shout-out to Colgate because they made it to the NCAAs. And they only lost to Tennessee by 7 points. They were beating the University of Tennessee. He was ranked, like, number 5, 4 or 5.
The underdog.
Which is actually insane. Like, very good job for them. That's awesome. Imagine if they, like, kept going in the tournament.
I know. That would
I don't think fun. A Patriot League school has continued past the first round. We were there the...
I know.
...year before we got here.
And we got out the first game, right? So sad.
Yeah.
Seems like all of the Lafayette sports have gone downhill since we've gotten here.
No, actually, though, I think so, too. I feel like they were always so, they were really good. I mean, like, we won Lafayette Lehigh, too, by a ton.
And then the basketball. And since then, nothing.
Yep. Okay, Han, do you have any more topics?
All I have for today.
Sounds good. Okay, guys, we're gonna wrap it up a little early today. But thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great first weekend of spring back on campus, and we will talk to you guys next week. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you just listened to You Got Issues.
Good night, guys.
Bye, guys. I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real.